Life Audio.
Hello, thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Jennifer Slattery, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Joshua 1:9.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Today's Bible verse is Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. How do you tend to feel when accepting a new assignment or role, especially one that feels particularly significant or consequential? Maybe your boss asks you to launch a new team or to find a solution to an expensive problem, one with the capacity to save the company from collapsing, therefore saving numerous jobs in the process. Or maybe you feel called to launch a small business, a new ministry, or to return to school after 2 or 3 decades of no school, no classroom experience. Each of those situations can leave us feeling ill-equipped, inadequate, and insecure. And the more we focus on ourselves, on our abilities, experiences, and limitations, the more anxious and uncertain we feel. Our fears begin to die, and our godly confidence grows, however, when we shift our focus off of ourselves and place it squarely on the power and the presence of Jesus Christ. The person who places their trust in Christ finds in him everything they need to do everything he's asked. God reminds us of this truth throughout Scripture, stating again and again, just like he did with his servant Joshua, "Do not be afraid," adding, "For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." That promise, originally spoken to Joshua, Israel's leader, it must have brought him such comfort, encouragement that he clearly needed based on the amount of times that God repeated himself. So this was right before God's people were about to enter the land that he had long promised them, a land that Scripture tells us was flowing with milk and honey, meaning lush vegetation. But it was also filled with numerous people groups who were much stronger and more established than the Israelites. So it was filled with the Amorites, the Hittites, the Girgashites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, the Jebusites, and the Canaanites. These were evil, cruel, and vicious people groups who would not take lightly to the Israelites encroaching upon their land. Plus, Moses, the man that God had used to liberate his people from 400 years of slavery to the Egyptians, he wouldn't be coming. He was passing on his leadership to Joshua. And think about this. So Joshua's predecessor was the man that Scripture refers to when it states in Deuteronomy 34, verse 10, "There has never been another prophet in Israel like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face." How would you like to be following in those shoes? And like I said, God was passing the baton of leadership from Moses to Joshua. Those were some huge, ginormous, overwhelming shoes, or well, sandals to fill. And the task ahead of him was huge. It was impossible from a human standpoint, not only because of the conflict Joshua and his men would soon face, but also because of who Joshua would be leading. The Israelites were known to be a complaining, stiff-necked, fear-driven people who had rebelled against God and God's chosen leader numerous times, to the point that Moses feared that they were going to stone him. And Joshua had seen all of that. His task would be challenging. It would be humbling, frustrating. And based on the number of times God told him personally or through Moses not to be afraid, it would be frightening. In Deuteronomy chapter 31, toward the end of his leadership, Moses addressed the nation in verse 3 stating, and this is the New Living Translation, "But the Lord your God himself will cross over ahead of you. He will destroy the nations living there, and you will take possession of the land. Joshua will lead you across the river, just as the Lord promised." God would be faithful to fulfill everything he promised. He would go ahead of his people. He himself would conquer their enemies and everything that stood in their way. And then in verse 6, we read, "So be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid and do not panic before them, for the Lord your God will personally go ahead of you. He will never fail you nor abandon you." In verse 7, speaking specifically to Joshua, Moses repeated, "Be strong and courageous, for you will lead these people into the land that the Lord swore to their ancestors he would give them." This encouragement was repeated so many times, again in verse 23, which reads, "Then the Lord commissioned Joshua, son of Nun, with these words, 'Be strong and courageous, for you must bring the people of Israel into the land I swore to give them. I will be with you.'" And then again, once Moses had died and Joshua was about to launch God-assigned military campaigns, God told him in Joshua 1, verses 5 to 7, "No one will be able to stand against you as long as you live, for I will be with you as I was with Moses. I will not fail you or abandon you." And then he stated for the fourth time, "Be strong and courageous," adding, "For you are the one who will lead these people to possess all the land I swore to your ancestors I would give them." Saying for the fifth time, but with emphasis, "Be strong and very courageous." And then again in verse 9, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." How many times did he need to repeat that? Apparently numerous. And it's just like he's emphasizing this promise again and again, saying to Joshua, "Hold tight to this truth. Don't forget it." And when I read those verses, I'm just struck by the promises that God made and by his heart to repeat them. He promised his presence, his faithfulness, his protection, his provision, stating again and again, "I will be with you. I will go ahead of you. I will give you this land. I will never leave you. I will never abandon you. And no one can stand against you." God makes those same promises to us. The God of creation, the sovereign Lord of heaven's armies, the one who, with unfathomable power and perfect wisdom, promises to stand beside us, to go before us, to live within us. He will perfect everything that concerns us. Therefore, with God by our side, we know we can approach any challenge with confidence, knowing, as Romans 8, verse 31 states, "If God is for us, who can be against us?" Let's pray. God, you are so gracious. You are so kind to always give us what we need. When we feel afraid or uncertain, you don't get upset. You don't punish us or criticize us. Instead, you remind us of your promises and your faithful love. Whatever is ahead of us today, whatever we may face tomorrow, we know you are already there. You have already prepared the way. You will never abandon us. You will never fail us. Fill our hearts with that truth and with peace, and thank you for that. Please give us the confidence to accomplish everything that you've assigned to us. We love you. We praise you. We trust you. We seek you and we turn to you and we long to live for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Gibbons and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting jenniferslatterylivesoutloud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting gracefox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
The Historical Jesus Podcast is the sweeping saga of the life and times of Galilean Jesus of Nazareth, as well as the faith, religion, and church founded to honor and disseminate his acts and teachings. Join me, Mark Vinette, on this fascinating journey through time, exploring the many great works of Christian theology, literature, architecture, music, and art, inspired by the words and deeds of Jesus Christ.